The death of four people at the Dreamworld amusement park on the Gold Coast yesterday has exposed a lengthy history of safety questions there. The ABC has obtained documents which show that safety inspectors have identified problems with various rides over several years. The Australian Workers' Union says it represents a problematic culture at the Gold Coast theme park. Queensland Police are seeking more witness statements from people who were at Dreamworld yesterday to help in the coronial investigation. Catherine Gregory reports.
Police and Dreamworld management remain tight-lipped over the initial stages of the coronial investigation. Craig Davidson, the CEO of Dreamworld, says the focus is on the people involved in the tragic accident which killed four adults.
Our immediate focus is on the families, friends and loved ones of those who tragically lost their lives. In paying our respects today, I also want to specifically acknowledge the impact of the event on the two children who were involved in this tragedy. These children will have our full support into the future. More broadly, we recognise this event has affected the entire Dreamworld family.
Mr. Davidson this afternoon lay a wreath on behalf of the theme park's team for the victims. They were Canberra siblings 32-year-old Kate Goodchild and 35-year-old Luke Dorsett, and Mr. Dorsett's partner, 38-year-old Roosburg Aragi. 42-year-old Sydney woman Cindy Lowe was also killed. Her 10-year-old son managed to escape. But the Queensland branch of the Australian Workers' Union, Ben Swan, says there is a toxic culture at Dreamworld, accusing the management of ignoring safety concerns.
It appears to me that there is definitely a cultural issue that has infected the way in which things get done within Dreamworld. There is a culture of fear. The words used to me were, don't stick your head up too high because it's liable to get chopped off.
Mr. Swan says the union lodged a right to information request about 18 months ago to get information about the safety of workers and people at Dreamworld, but the request was denied.
We've had very little cooperation, I think would be the best way to describe it. That's unfortunate because it's not been productive. And I think tragically now we're at a point where, you know, police and the coroners are involved and people are going to have to provide some answers to some very serious questions.
The ABC has obtained copies of other documents which show safety inspectors raising concerns about other rides at the park. Queensland Workplace Health and Safety lodged this complaint about the ride Flow Rider from a Gold Coast inspector in January this year, read by an actor.
There were a lot of children on the ride, so the staff put up a petition in the middle. The wave pulls them back and riders try and balance. Got caught back from a wave and his foot got caught under the petition and then his neck got stuck.
Another complaint dates back to 2012 by the Australian Institute for the Certificate of Inspection Personnel. It declared all vessels in a ride not fit for service and said Dreamworld did not produce evidence of having a quality management system in place. It's unknown what that ride is and what the outcome was. Meanwhile, police say witness statements are imperative to the investigation, which includes forensic specialists. Mark Thompson is a detective with the Criminal Investigation Branch.
Anyone who was present at Dreamworld and has any information, eyewitness accounts of this incident that we're investigating, or any photos or footage that they may have taken on mobile phones, contact Crime Stoppers in order to assist us with our inquiries.
He also asks people who were on the ride before the accident yesterday to come forward.
Catherine Gregory.